Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. The marvel of how God moves in the heart of someone blessed with the mind of a genius. That's our feature today. How does the Lord use the gifts He has given to someone once that person dedicates those gifts to Him? Have you dedicated those special gifts which God has bestowed on you? Have you surrendered them to Christ and said, Lord, make me, use me for your purpose? You know, you may be one step away from experiencing deeper fulfillment and happiness. Yeah, that fulfillment and happiness you've been looking for. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, well, we exist to lead you to faith in Jesus Christ. If you don't know Him yet, if you haven't entered into a personal relationship with Christ, for you to know that He loves you, He died on the cross for your sins, He shed His blood on that cross and rose again on the third day. And today, whatever you're going through, Christ is calling you, and you can begin a new life by putting your faith and trust in Him. Have all your sins forgiven, all your wrongs made right, and begin today to walk with Jesus. And if you already are a follower of Christ, for you to be built up today, strengthened, encouraged, renewed, and also to have something for you to pass on to a loved one or friend whom you're trying to reach, like a program as the one we have today. Kirby Anderson has more than 30 years of experience in ministry and currently serves as the National Director of Probe Ministries, as well as host of Point of View Radio Talk Show, a live talk show based in Dallas and heard throughout the country. He graduated from Oregon State University and holds master's degrees from Yale University and Georgetown University. He's the author of 10 books, including Signs of Warning, Signs of Hope, Moral Dilemmas, Christian Ethics in Plain Language, A Biblical Point of View on Islam, A Biblical Point of View on Homosexuality, A Biblical Point of View on Intelligent Design, A Biblical Point of View on Spiritual Warfare, and a number of other books, including Making the Most of Your Money in Tough Times. He's a visiting professor at Dallas Theological Seminary, Philadelphia Biblical Seminary, and Temple Baptist Seminary. Kirby has spoken on dozens of university campuses, including the University of Michigan, Vanderbilt University, Princeton University, Johns Hopkins University, the University of Colorado, and the University of Texas. He's appeared on numerous radio and TV talk shows, including McNeil Lair News Hour, Focus on the Family, Beverly LeHay Live, and the 700 Club. Well, he's here today with us as our featured guest. Kirby is married, and he's the father of three children. He and his wife, Suzanne, they reside in Dallas, Texas. Kirby, welcome to our show.
Aloha, Danny, and it's great to be on with you, and good life.
Thank you, thank you. Kirby, you know, I mentioned earlier about the blessing that God has given you, the grace of a real special ability to process things there in your mind. But He touched your heart when you were, tell us, how did you become a Christian?
Well, I was born in Berkeley, California, so it wasn't exactly what you would call the Bible Belt, and actually grew up in a family that would occasionally take me to a church that I think we'd all pretty much have to agree was pretty liberal. It was across the street from the University of California at Berkeley. But during that time, I heard about a particular group that were meeting together, and so I went to it. It actually met in a bar, and this particular speaker was talking about Jesus Christ. And, you know, I'd heard people talk about Jesus before in church, But he was talking about him like he had a personal relationship with him, like he had met him, like he had talked to him. And I was intrigued, and he mentioned some books in his presentation. And next week, I found those books in a used bookstore. One was a book by C.S. Lewis called Mere Christianity, and another book by John Stott called Basic Christianity. And actually, reading through the books, I began to understand that there was lots of evidence for the Christian faith, and there was a need for me to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, which I hope our listeners have done, or if not, will do so even today as they listen to this program. And in some respects, Danny, it really launched me on a desire to do what is called apologetics. As you know, one of our staff members, Pat Zuckerin, is there in Hawaii and is part of our probe center in Hawaii. And what he does and what we do here in the United States, on the continental United States, is really focus on the evidence for the Christian faith, what's called apologetics, how to defend the Christian faith. And if you think about it, it was that very thing that was instrumental in my own faith and is one of the reasons why I think I've been so involved in this ministry to this very day.
You know, on that day when, you know, you were listening to that speaker there in Berkeley, California, you know, about how old were you at the time when you were beginning to process all this?
Well, I was in high school, and he actually, I found out later, was involved in a ministry called Young Life, which I think many of our listeners would be familiar with.
Yes.
And had played football, University of California, Berkeley, for the Bears, and went to the Rose Bowl and some things like that. And it was then that I'm sure that I was a Christian. I may have been before. I'd heard Billy Graham speak, you know, on television and things like that. But you obviously know that you're becoming a Christian because after that, I began to witness to other people. So that told me that I've obviously had made a firm commitment.
Right.
And it's kind of interesting. During that same period of time, my mother was studying under a woman who later developed what we today call Bible Study Fellowship. She studied under Mrs. Johnson. And my father later wanted to be involved in an evangelistic crusade that Billy Graham had. And after he talked to this one man, the man said, "Well, Mr. Anderson, I don't want to offend you, but I'm not even sure you're a Christian." And that was instrumental in him becoming a Christian. Wow. And then later my brother became. So, you know, independently through actually four different events, all of the family eventually became Christian, born-again Christians. But it was a process. And not something you'd expect, because for any of our listeners that would be familiar with the turbulent 1960s in Berkeley, California, probably wouldn't expect that that would be a place where people would find Jesus Christ. But as I say, Jesus Christ came and found me.
Well, he came and found you. He certainly has gifted you. And at that time, you know, he called you out and called you out to do something that over the years has really grown, really, I could say, compounded in terms of its effect or how Christ has used you in the lives of many, many people. So how did it develop? Okay, you became a follower of Christ there. You're about high school. No, what happened after that?
Well, unlike you, I did not go to Biola. I did not have seminary background originally. I figured I would go primarily into the science field. And as you said, I went to one of these Pac-10 back then is Pac-8, and now it's Pac-12 schools. But I was involved 1 year with Navigators, but then the last 3 years of in college, I was involved with Campus Crusade for Christ. And by that time, I started thinking, well, maybe there's something I could do for Christ in terms of my life. And then my wife, who you've met before, Suzanne, is actually older than me. Doesn't look like it, but she is. And so she had already
graduated.
Doesn't
look like it, Kirby.
And she'd go into on Campus Crusade staff. And so she then heard about this ministry that was started called Pro Ministries.
Yes.
And she said, you know, this guy I knew back in school, you know, he was vice president of the student body, and he would sometimes use his speeches to talk about Christ, and you know, he might be interested in that. Well, the bottom line is that I found out more about Probe. We ended up getting married, and I went to graduate school, as you mentioned, and then joined Probe. But because academic credentials were very important in getting us to the college campus, because I really spent the first almost 10 years of my life really just going on college campuses all over the country, speaking and giving a Christian perspective in some pretty hostile arenas. And so as a result, that opportunity then gave me a chance to not only develop as a speaker, but I have no classes and never had any classes in journalism or communication. I never thought I'd ever be a talk show host, and now I talk to probably a million people every day on radio. And so some of the things that I learned in terms of knowing how to defend the faith and how to engage people and give evidence then began to be more significant. And like I say, really, it doesn't matter what kind of microphone I'm in front of. If I'm in a microphone to speak to a small audience at a church, or a microphone to do a television program, or a microphone to do a radio program, it's all the same. I'm not so much in radio as I'm on radio. In other words, I'm not necessarily like a talk show host or a DJ. I'm really just an individual that has, over the years, learned how to think about issues from a biblical point of view and help people know how to not only articulate a biblical point of view, but know how to defend a biblical point of view. And that's certainly what I've done both through Probe and then through this radio talk show called Point of View.
It's one of the things that I admire so much and appreciate so much about you, Kirby. It's not that you're able to do it, but you're interested, more than interested, you're passionate. You've been dedicated to equipping others to do that very same thing within the scope of their own spheres of influence. And in equipping people, I mean, there's an effect where so many others on a very personal basis are able to engage with whatever the relevant issue or the pressing issue is of the day. And a Christian point of view on how to respond to that and how to help people in the way that they think and process things.
Well, and that's certainly what we've been talking about. I recognize, Danny, that if it's you, me, and a handful of other people that have to reach the world, that's not going to happen. But if we can take the principle in Scripture that we entrust these basic principles to faithful men who will teach others also, then that is the case. And now we've always had that as a principle. That is certainly what the Apostle Paul was setting down as his principle. But now we've been able to maximize it. Just think of the number of people right now that are able to hear this broadcast. Think of the number of people that when today we were talking about how to use social media, Facebook,
yes,
MySpace, all sorts of other types of ways to reach out. Quite frankly, now I speak to more people every day on radio than I would be able to meet face-to-face over a lifetime. And so when you compare how evangelism has changed, you think of, for example, George Whitefield in the 18th century using the best technology of the day and having an ability to use megaphones to try to broadcast to a large group as he traveled up and down the eastern seaboard. Now you and I have an opportunity to use the internet, to use radio, and also to then equip others so that they can take that message virally to others. And that is really a tremendous blessing that we have here in the 21st century. So I hope that more and more people that listen to The Good Life not only take the things that they've learned from you, but then pass that on to their friends. Get a CD of your broadcast or take a podcast and have a link to it on their MySpace or Facebook so that they can multiply the impact, Danny, that you're already doing through your own ministry.
I think it's absolutely timely that I've got you, that we're together today and sharing in this time, particularly to talk about subjects like that. When we come back from our break, Kirby, I'd like to go further. Let's talk about social media in relation to evangelism.
Okay.
Because somebody today is listening and they're thinking, how in the world can I use this? Some people are more savvy than others. Some people are really learning from their grandchildren now, maybe their great-grandchildren, because they grow up so quickly and are able to access things, and it's quite marvelous to me to watch. But as you're listening to Kirby Anderson and as our guest today and sharing about how to engage today with the love of Jesus Christ, with a family member or friend, and how to access the tools that God has given us, a person who has gone to Oregon State, Yale, Georgetown, now is on national radio, is here with us today sharing how to share the love of Christ. When we come back, you're going to hear more from Kirby Anderson. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you belong.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Kirby Anderson is our guest today from Dallas, Texas. He's the host of Point of View Radio. It's a daily talk show, and it goes live every single day. Every day he'll reach at least, you know, about a million people, more people than he would reach really in his whole lifetime if he were to speak to, you know, audiences of various sizes. It just kind of talks about how we can reach people using the programs, the accessing the different types of technology that we have today. Kirby is our featured guest. If you're tuning into the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, you can certainly download this program, download for free at thegoodlifehawaii.org. And more than that, send a link, pass it on to a family member or a friend, and so that they can receive the blessing that God has for them as well. Kirby, talk to us about social media.
Well, you know, one of the things, Danny, that we are seeing is that we can use social media in a very effective way. For many years, I have gone to the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. I know you went to it this last year.
Yes.
And oftentimes, they even have seminars where they do internet evangelism. And one of our former staff members, Rusty Wright, was very much involved with that, with the Billy Graham organization. The Lutheran churches have this. There's 411 God and a number of others that have seen this as a real outreach. And in the past, it used to be that, well, internet evangelism was for those of us that had websites or blogs, which still allowed a lot of people to have that, but still you had to have somebody that was like a web servant that was keeping track of it, and you had to do different kinds of outreaches, and you had to know a little more about computers. But something has changed in the last couple of years, Danny. And that is, most everybody now has social media. Let's take Facebook for an example. 300 million, almost 400 million people have a Facebook page. If it were a country, it would be the third largest country in the world, between China, after China, and India. So it's huge. And it used to be that, well, that was only kind of technical people. But you know what, Danny? All the grandmas and grandpas out there now have a Facebook page because they want to see pictures of their grandchildren. So the point is that now a lot of people that never had access to using the Internet to share the gospel really have at their fingertips the opportunity, because all of the people that follow you, if you post, for example, a link to the Good Life Hawaii podcast, some of them will click on it. And so all of a sudden, they're maximizing the impact that you're having and exposing other people who might not even be in Hawaii to actually hear this broadcast today. There are others that might click to or link to maybe something like a track. There are all sorts of you know, various video tracks and things like that. On my program today, for example, I had the individual that worked with a man who actually developed what's called GodTube. A lot of our listeners would know YouTube, but GodTube was actually a Christian alternative to that. And the man that I had on the program today is actually working on a new social media that's just been released called U2, which is T-O-O. And that one actually merges television and the Internet. And again, it's done by Christians. So the good news is we have a lot more technology than we've had just a few years ago to really use this to reach the world for Christ. And I don't know about you, Danny, but I look at my emails now and I'll get an email from Hungary or an email from Australia or Saudi Arabia. Many of our articles are in Spanish, so I'm getting, you know, various emails from Colombia or Ecuador or Mexico. We literally can reach the world using this technology because more and more people are online. And one of the ways that even your listeners today can use that technology is to use their Facebook page, their MySpace page, or whatever, to expose people to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
You know, I'm amazed just looking, you know, when we look at our web analytic, we see different countries that are actually coming to our site. And sometimes I wonder, you know, how did they find out about it? You know, if somebody was wanting to do that, you know, when they say send a link, you know, somebody might be listening and thinking, okay, what does that mean? How do you do that? What does it mean? And how would I go about doing that?
Well, on lots of places, lots of articles, if you look in the upper left-hand corner, sometimes it's the upper right-hand corner, it will have things like a print. In other words, if you wanted to print that blog post or that article, then you click on it and it's, you know, it's then printer formatted so that it would be easier to print. Well, next to the one that says print, you'll see one that says share. And you, if you click on that, then you can touch that button, and it will then allow you to share that on your Facebook. So the bottom line is you don't really have to know very much about that. Now, you certainly, if you have a little more sophistication, can do what's called a cut and paste. In other words, you find something and say, ooh, that's really interesting. I like that article. Maybe I like the piece that Danny put on his website, or maybe something that Pat Zukerin or Kirby Anderson put on the Probe website. You could go up to what's called the URL, the upper part there, that it would be www.probe.org/whatever, you know, that might be, and you could cut and paste it. But in many of the websites that are out right now, you just click on the button that says share, and it'll put it on your Facebook automatically for you. So the bottom line is that you can begin to draw people to your site because people are saying, I haven't thought about that, and you click on it, and then that takes them to your site, you know, the Good Life Hawaii, or it might take them to a Probe site, or one for Campus Crusade called Crew, or whatever it might be. And I think that's a way to really get started. And again, back to your ultimate question, how did people find you? Well, lots of times we have found, and this was developed really by people at Bible.org as well as 411 God, to find ways to really begin to maximize the searches that people might do. So if they type in a word like anxiety or hope, or maybe even type in the word good life, what would pop up fairly early would be maybe your site. And as you actually develop your own ministry, taking some of the material that you are making available on radio, some of those individuals might rise further on the rankings, and somebody just typing in something on Google and a Google search or something like that will find a website, and that has been phenomenal. And as I've gone to these internet evangelism programs and heard others tell their testimony, it's amazing, Danny, how you run into people that you're at the end of their life. They type in words like suicide because they just want to know what's the quickest way to commit suicide. And instead, they find a hope in the gospel because somebody has written about how Jesus can solve your problems and how you don't need to commit suicide. And so I've heard story after story of those people who were looking for pornography, or they were wanting to have an adulterous affair, or they wanted to commit suicide, or they were trying to find the best place to go to a strip joint, instead find the gospel and accept Jesus Christ.
And what a time to give them access to something like that, because they're vulnerable themselves. Well, Kirby, you know, somebody may be listening and thinking, you know, Facebook Nation, I'm just going to call it that. Maybe it's already called that, Facebook Nation. When we're talking about 400 million people, what did you say, third largest, right? If you were to compare it to a nation's population. Well, there's somebody today that's thinking, well, that's still not for me. You know, I'm not into that kind of stuff. But they're a Christian. And they might have had someone challenge them before about, you know, maybe you should look into joining Facebook or being open to what's going on with social media. And yet there are still people who will say, I don't want to do it. You know, I don't want to expose myself to the dangers of what's out there and dirty myself by the worldly standards. How would you respond to someone like that?
Well, first of all, I think if you have any hesitation, don't. I mean, certainly Romans 14 talks about the fact that if you feel that something would be sinful for you or you should not do it, then you should refrain. And, of course, in Romans 14, Paul is talking about meat sacrificed to idols. But, you know, I recognize that some people say, you know, I do not want to go on the Internet, one, because I don't have a computer, but two, even if I do, the information superhighway is a great place for information, but it has some really dark back alleys, and I don't want to be tempted. So I understand that. I'm fully with that. But, you know, there is just so many places and opportunities for you to witness in your own community. You might say, well, I'm not real articulate. Well, I just mentioned a minute ago you could obtain tracts from the American Tract Society or other different groups and use those, or you might be able to print out material that you found and pass it on to individuals. Just put it in the mail. You know, snail mail works as well as email. There are just so many opportunities to reach out to your community. But I do want to say that a lot of our younger listeners today listening to The Good Life Hawaii probably are already on the Internet. They probably have a smartphone. They probably have a Facebook page. They may even have their own blog. And what I'm doing is challenging those of you that have already been using that, and you've just been using it to kind of promote yourself. You've been using Facebook to let other people know what you're doing, or you've been using a Twitter account to tell people that, well, I'm in a coffee shop right now, you know, and Honolulu, you know. Use this for the glory of God, and certainly you can use it to get to know other people and to connect with your friends. But I believe that this is something that God has put in your hands. It's a very powerful technology. And if you know how to use it for God's glory, because certainly we need more people that have that ability to reach out to the community, reach out to their sphere of influence, in a sense, reach out to their mission field.
Kirby, give us an example of the whole process. You know, someone that you heard used social media, and it actually led to somebody coming to Christ.
One of the stories I've heard is about my good friend who used to be on our probe staff, Rusty Wright, and he has taken the time over these many years to write about and to post articles about things that are really hot topics. And one of the hottest topics is he speaks on sex, love, and dating. Okay. And you cannot believe, Danny, the number of people over the years that have come to that particular website, because everybody's interested in sex, love, and dating usually, especially if they're young people. And story after story about how he begins to help them understand God's view of sex. And then he always ends with kind of a four spiritual laws, because he originally was with Campus Crusade. And we have all sorts of stories of those who are coming to find out more about how to improve their sex life. And in the process, learned about what the most important thing about their sex life was their commitment to Jesus Christ, and how, in a sense, they would ultimately have this abundant life that Jesus promised them, but it comes by committing themselves to Jesus Christ. And he has story after story of great examples of those who came looking for sex and instead found God. It's a great story, and I just hope that our listeners today would recognize that they can use some of the very same areas of interest. Maybe it's a hobby. Maybe it's some area of expertise. Maybe it is the current issues that they're dealing with or items in the newspaper. Just use those for the glory of God and use those to reach out to your friends so that they can hear the good news of Jesus Christ.
Kirby, you have 30 years of experience in ministry. You're the National Director of Probe Ministries. To find out more, just if you want to find out more about Kirby, by the way, you can find out more at www.probe.org. That's probe.org. Now, there's a plethora of resources that you have written and the staff of Probe have written. You've spoken to audiences, you know, all over the world. So has your staff. I mean, over the years, things have just compounded in terms of your reach. While we're on this topic of social media, when we come back from our break, Kirby, wondering if you can share what Probe has done to use social media, and also some of the hot, we talked about some hot topics, Rusty Wright and sex, love, and dating and things, but some of the hot topics that Probe has focused on recently and how you've used social media to use that as a means for evangelism as well. Kirby Anderson is with us today. Gifted communicator, seasoned in his communication skills, not only in person, but through the airwaves of radio and through social media, through the internet, and trained at the top institutions in America. When we come back, we'll talk more with Kirby Anderson from Probe Ministries and Point of View Radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
He grew up in Berkeley, California, during a time in a place where you would not have thought that the Lord Jesus would actually reach and find someone, but then he found this young man while he was in high school, and he came to Christ, and Christ touched him. His name is Kirby Anderson. He's been trained at the finest institutions across the United States, including Oregon State University, Yale University, Georgetown University. He now hosts a national program that is really heard nationally in other parts of the world. It's called Point of View, daily communicating to a listenership of over a million people. He uses social media. He's the national director of Probe Ministries, and he's our guest today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with our featured guest today, Kirby Anderson. Kirby, talk to us about some of the hot topics that Probe Ministries has been focusing on recently.
Well, you know, one of the things that I've noticed, Danny, is that you have kind of two categories. You have sort of the perennial topics. Those are the ones that even when I started working at Probe in 1976, we were talking about. And those tend to be, for example, the creation evolution issue, you know, the issue of origins. That has always been sort of a perennial issue. It's always been around, and there's always debate and discussion. And certainly some of the others that relate to that are the issue of feminism and humanism and some of the isms. Certainly the issue of cults and world religions, those are sort of these perennial topics. And we find that oftentimes they end up being some of the most popular radio programs we do, because we do a week of radio shows in which we do kind of a three-minute program each day on about 600 stations on the Probe Radio program. That's different than the Point of View program. And we find that those tend to be very popular. Then, in addition to those sort of perennial topics that are around and have been around for years, and certainly a lot of the theological issues, how could there be a good God if there's evil in the world, and those kinds of theological questions. But then I find that there are also some contemporary topics, and that kind of changes from time to time. Right now, in the news, a lot of it has to do with politics, just because we're in an election time. You know, you talk about the issue of health care and certainly the issues of politics and civility and those kinds of topics. And then there are certain ones that have to do with technology. We've talked about social media, but certainly a lot of these are in the area of bioethics. What about stem cell research? What about cloning? What about genetic engineering? So we find that there are just a lot of those different issues. And one of the things we've tried to do at Probe is cover all of this. Each one of us on staff have a master's or a PhD, and we address these different topics. So we do all sorts of sections on science and the scientific technological area. We have things on cults and world religions. We have material about theology and apologetics. We have some on education and history and just about every academic discipline you can imagine, because we recognize, Danny, as you well know, that when people have questions, they're sometimes looking for answers. And so we really are encouraging people to bookmark on their computer the Probe website, probe.org. We have over 1,300 different articles transcripts of radio programs, email answers. And we hope that sometimes if you have a question, you say, well, I wonder how a Christian's supposed to think about that issue. You'll go to the Probe website and see what we have available there. Or if we don't have something there, I mentioned just a minute ago, we have a lot of these email answers. What we do is we ask people to ask us questions. And the questions can be on just about anything you can imagine. You know, the latest films like the Hunger Games or Harry Potter, or it might be about tattoos or body piercing or whatever it might be. And we will post the question and then our answer. So we, again, have kind of a dynamic format so that we learn a little bit more about what are some of the questions that people are asking so that we can try to address those issues from a Christian point of view.
I have benefited from the probe.org website, and I have appreciated the wide array of topics. I mean, it's almost like you don't shy away. Well, you don't shy away from anything. I mean, it's
everything's
like
on the table.
Fair game. Everything's on. Exactly. Everything's on the table. And you have a perfect way of equipping me and equipping someone who is trying to communicate the gospel. You know, we, in my evangelism seminars, I say, you know, if you don't know the answer to something, because we know people shy away from witnessing because they're afraid that they're going to be asked a question that they don't know the answer for. And they don't want to feel like they're ill-equipped or inadequate. Or some people, I mean, to just be, you know, people might just think that they're dumb. And if someone asks them something, they'll feel like they can't do it. So it sort of puts them back and it neutralizes them, and they don't reach out. I said, hey, one of the great things to do is if you don't know the answer for something, hey, just admit that you don't know. That's one of the easiest things to do. Just say, you know, I don't, that's a great question. And then they can go back and go to the probe.org website and find out what the answer is. And then I say, if you learn what the answer is, will you ever be intimidated or fearful of someone asking you that very same question again? And I see, Kirby, I see people's eyes light up. They say, yeah, you know what? That really makes sense. But probe.org, that is a place to go where you can be equipped. And you can be equipped at your own pace. You want to speed up, you can learn a lot, you can get a lot of information, or you can just take it slowly by slowly. What are some of the hot things that are, you know, you mentioned some of them, but what are some of the hot things that are happening right now, Kirby?
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you one that you already know about since you're in Hawaii, and that is this issue of human sexuality. It gets back to the basic law that was passed there by the legislature on civil unions, and certainly one of these really hot topics right now everywhere I go is this issue of same-sex marriage, homosexuality. What do I say about this issue of sexuality? That certainly has been, in both the political and cultural realm, a very hot topic. If you want to talk about one in the area of theology, I would have to say that the rise of what you would call the new atheist is a very hot topic. This would be the writings that come from people like Richard Dawkins, who wrote The God Delusion, or Christopher Hitchens when he was alive, God is Not Good, or Daniel Dennett, or Sam Harris. And it seems to me that there is a real intense interest right now on the part of Christians to say, how do I answer these questions? No, most of us will never meet Richard Dawkins, the atheist from Oxford. But, you know, we will run into people at a Starbucks, or we will run into people in a college classroom, or we will have individuals that we work with that will repeat some of the charges and criticisms that come from the new atheists. And a lot of people are asking, how do I respond to that? Another cultural one that I've seen surface is we live in this world where people talk about postmodernism and relativism and multiculturalism. And how do I respond to somebody that says, well, you know, I'm glad, Danny, that you're a Christian. And if that's good for you, that's great. That's your truth. It's not my truth. My truth is I believe, you know, something else, you know, that, you know, I'm going to follow Buddhism, or I'm going to follow my own particular religious views, or I'm going to be a Hindu, or, you know, whatever. And so, again, those are some topics that surface either in the political or cultural realm, tend to be hot topics and tend to be places where I find a lot of Christians are looking for answers because they want to know how to respond.
it's sort of become blurry, I think, whether it's the relativism, the postmodernism, or like you said, somebody will say, hey, you know, that's great for you. I'm happy for you. It's a good thing for you. But, you know, for me, I have my own religious views. How do we respond to something like that?
Well, first of all, I'd like to point out to them that if they're really buying into this idea of postmodernism, which is, you know, you have your view of truth and I have my view of truth, someone down the hall has a different view of truth and someone listening on the radio has a fourth view of truth, that sounds real good until you realize that that doesn't work in the world of reality. If in some respects, what Danny people try to do is they try to make religion like ice cream. You know, if I were to ask everybody right now in the listening audience, what's the best flavor of ice cream? I'm going to get all sorts of answers, you know, chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, butter pecan, cherry Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whatever, you know. But and so they sort of say, well, it's just preference. But you know what? Religion, and in particular the gospel, it's not preference. You know, it either is true or it's not true. Try this for just a minute. Either God exists or God does not exist. You know, you can't have God exist and not exist at the same time. So if God exists, then it means by definition, the religions of the world could be true, but by definition, atheism and agnosticism would be false. Either God is personal or God is impersonal. Now, if God is personal, it would mean that the religions of the world that are based upon a personal God, the so-called religions of the book, Christianity, Judaism, Islam, might be true, but by definition, Hinduism and Buddhism would be false because they teach about an impersonal God. Either Jesus is the Messiah or Jesus is not the Messiah. He can't be both, you know. See what I'm saying? And you begin to help people kind of go down this logic tree to realize, you know, the gospel is based upon history. Either Jesus lived or he didn't. Either there was a Jesus or there wasn't. Either Jesus is the Messiah or he's not the Messiah. And lots of times people want to put religion in the area of personal preference. But it isn't. You really can't do that because it's based in history and it's based upon logic and facts. And that's where you immediately help people understand that it sounds real good to say, well, you have your view of truth, Danny, but I have my view of truth. I'm glad that Christianity works for you, but it doesn't work for me. No, either Christianity is true or it's false. And that, I think, is really where we have to take the conversation if we're going to be effective.
Kirby, I want to take the conversation further between us and our listeners so that they can hear the process and how it works. Because people today are being asked or faced with the same kind of dilemma when they're communicating. But not only in the communication, but within their own selves. It seems like it's kind of like you can choose what you want and everything's okay. But you're driving home something that is a lot deeper. It's a lot more foundational, and I think it's absolutely necessary for us to talk further about it. When we come back from our break, we'll hear more from Kirby Anderson. We're living in a postmodern world. There's a lot of relativism going on. But where do you stand? Where do you stand in your faith? And how is it that God who loves the world, will allow so many different things to go on in the minds of people, the human intellect, which he created, to come up with different religious systems, and how do we figure out which one is the one that we can really believe in? What is really true? What is foundational? When we come back, we'll hear more from Kirby Anderson. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle,
saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
The word is postmodernism, and how does it affect the way that we think? How does it affect the way people believe? How does it affect the way that we relate with people when we're trying to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with them today? You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my featured guest today, Kirby Anderson of Probe Ministries. He's also a nationally syndicated radio talk show host of Point of View Radio, reaching over a million listeners per day at Point of View Radio. And Kirby's here with us to talk about this very, very important issue. Probe.org is where you can get more information from Kirby and from his ministry. And we also have somebody named Patrick Zukaran, who's also part of Probe Ministries. He's also based here in Hawaii. So Probe has an extension here from Texas, here in Hawaii, in Patrick Zukaran. But going back, postmodernism, Kirby, talk to us about that and how it relates to sharing our faith.
A lot of people sort of wonder, what is that? And I've produced a video, which, by the way, was nominated for an award at the National Religious Broadcasters. We didn't win. We lost out to the Billy Graham organization that did a video. But they had me dressed up as a baseball player. And I told the story of the three umpires. First umpire says there's balls and there's strikes, and I call them the way that they are. The second umpire says there's balls and there's strikes, and I call them the way that I see them. And the third umpire says there's balls and there's strikes, and they ain't nothing till I call them. And the reason we use that story of the three umpires, where I'm dressed up as a baseball player, and you can see it on the Point of View website if you want, is the first umpire represents what's called pre-modernism. That was the worldview of the Bible. There's balls and there's strikes, and I call them the way that they are. In other words, there's an objective reality. The second umpire represents what's called modernism, which developed during the Enlightenment and was a time in which there was an emphasis upon science. And there he says, I call their balls and their strikes, and I call them the way that I see them, which is slightly different. But then after that time, we now find ourselves oftentimes in a world called postmodernism, and that's the umpire says there's balls and there's strikes, but they ain't nothing till I call them. In other words, it's the idea that truth does not exist. There's no absolute truth with a capital T. There's no biblical truth with a capital T. Truth is discovered, and it's created, but it doesn't really exist overall. It's more a creation of your mind. And that's where, Danny, you have people say, well, that's your truth. It's not my truth. You believe that Jesus rose from the dead. Well, I don't necessarily believe that, but even if you believe it, that's fine. You believe that Jesus saved you. You believe that Jesus died for your sins. You believe that the gospel is true. Well, that's good for you, but it's not for me. But as I tried to point out just a minute ago, that doesn't work because religion, and in particular Christianity, is based not upon just personal preference. It's based upon history, and especially the gospel is. And like I said, either God exists or God does not exist. Either God is personal or God is not personal. Either Jesus is the Messiah or he's not. And if you were to take a philosophy class, one of the things you learn is this idea of the law of non-contradiction. In other words, if A is true, the opposite of A can't be true in the same way at the same time. Either Jesus is the Messiah or he's not. He's not both. You can't have a both and. And that's really what we're talking about. One of the tools I want to put in our listeners' toolbox is the tool of the law of non-contradiction. But a lot of our listeners, Danny, might say, well, okay, does the Bible say anything about it? Well, yes, it does, because another tool in the toolbox is John 14:6. When Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life, no one comes to the Father but through me. Either that is a true statement or it is not. And if it's a true statement that no one comes to the Father, no one can find salvation apart from Jesus Christ, then first of all, it shows how important the gospel is, but more importantly, it shows that by definition, other religions that say that you can work your way to heaven are wrong. And so this is the problem with postmodernism. I think it is one of the greatest challenges for the gospel in the 21st century. And one of our former staff members, Doug Groteis, wrote a book years ago called Truth Decay. And in that, he was trying to help Christians know how to witness to their postmodern friends because they sort of reject the idea of truth and as a result believe that truth is relative, it's created, it's personal, it's not objective, it's not universally binding. And when you live in a world where everybody says, well, you have your view of truth, Danny, and I have my view of truth, it's really hard to share the gospel. So I think we're going to have to be much more effective in taking people back to understand that even though it sounds really tolerant and open-minded to say, well, we'll just sort of get along, we'll all have different views of truth, the reality is that doesn't work. It just simply doesn't work. It doesn't work in life. You know, a red light means stop and a green light means go. Although I began to find out that in Oahu that isn't always the case sometimes. But nevertheless, it illustrates again that there are absolutes, and people use absolutes, and people start with logic, and they use logic every single day, so that when they come to religion and they want to throw logic out, they're not being honest. And I think we have to bring them back to say, you know, either the gospel is true or it's not. And when Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, I think we need to look at people in the eye and say, is that a true statement? Because if it is, that changes your view of how you can eventually be saved. And it brings us back to the importance of the gospel, the need for you to accept Jesus Christ right here and now.
Kirby, when I listen to you, I feel hopeful. And my hopefulness comes from the sense that as you're sharing these things, it may seem like it's so esoteric in this nebulousness of truth and what is not truth. But there is a way as we continue to press forward, and even in a postmodern world, postmodern society, for us to lead people to Christ, to clarify things, to stabilize things in the way that people believe. It's going to take work. It's going to take time. It's going to take a lot of hard work, arduous preparation for it to happen. But Kirby, you're on the cutting edge and you're leading the charge. And I'm grateful that you've joined us today to be a part of our show. A big mahalo to you, as we say in Hawaii. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Mahalo.
In the next few days, you're going to hear other inspirational stories and special guests like Kirby Anderson. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus Christ with someone near you. Invite someone to listen today at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Our stories are also downloadable. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can go ahead and send a link and share them with a friend. Proverbs 12:18 says, reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Kirby Anderson. Until next time, along with our technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.